Saving useful racks for club mixes, beginner edition. This is one of those workflow upgrades that feels small at first, and then suddenly every project gets faster, cleaner, and more DJ ready. Today we're building a tiny club mix toolkit inside Ableton Live using only stock devices. The idea is simple. Instead of rebuilding the same drum glue, bass safety, and transition effects every single track, you turn them into racks with a few macros that actually matter. You set safe macro ranges, and you save them into your user library. By the end, you'll have four racks: a drum bus rack for punch and glue, a bass control rack for mono sub and consistent weight, a club transition rack for filter sweeps and echo outs, and a drop impact rack for that the drop arrived feeling, without just cranking volume. Before we build anything, quick mindset. Club mixing is about repeatable moves. You want quick transitions, controlled low end, and loudness that still has punch. Racks are perfect for this because they give you muscle memory. You'll know exactly which macro to grab when you've got 8 bars to make something happen. Step 0. Set up your project like a club focused D&B template. Set your tempo around 172 to 175 BPM. Make 3 groups. One group called drums, with kick, snare, hats, breaks, all that. One group called bass, usually sub plus mid bass. And one group called music or FX for pads, stabs, atmospheres, risers. Then create return tracks. A short reverb, a ping delay, and a longer dubby echo. This matters because once your routing is consistent, your racks behave consistently. That's the whole point of building a toolkit. Now, extra coach note that saves beginners a ton of pain. Create a PR remaster track and commit to it. Route your drums, bass, and music/FX groups into pre-master. Then route pre-master into the master. Put your transition effects on PR remaster, and keep your actual master mostly clean. Think metering, maybe a final safety limiter if you want, but not a bunch of creative chaos. This keeps your racks predictable, and it stops you from accidentally mangling your full master chain during a transition. Alright, rack 1. The D&B drum bus rack, punch plus glue. Go to your drums group and drop an audio effect rack on it. Inside that rack, we'll build a simple single chain. First device, EQ8. Put a high pass filter at around 25 to 30 Hz, 24 dB slope. This is not removing bass. This is removing sub rumble that steals headroom and makes club systems flap in an ugly way. If your drums feel boxy, do a small dip around 250 to 400 Hz, like 1 to 3 dB. Subtle. Next, drum bus. Start with drive around 5 to 10%. Crunch at 0 to 10% if you want edge. Dab is your harshness control. And leave boom off at first. Boom on a full drum bus can get messy fast, especially in rolling D&B where the kick and bass relationship is everything. Next, Baloo compressor. Attack 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. You're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. If you're getting 5 or 6 dB constantly, you're probably flattening your drums. Next, saturator. Use soft sine mode for a musical thickening. Drive 1 to 4 dB. Turn on soft clip. This is one of the cleanest club loud tricks in stock Ableton, when you keep it controlled. Finally, utility. Width at 100%. If something feels facey, you can pull width down a bit. The point here is to keep the bus stable. Now the part that makes it a club tool, macros. Hit map in the rack. Macro 1 is snap, map to drum bus transients. Start around plus 10, and set the macro range from 0 up to about plus 30. That's enough to go from soft to snappy without turning your snare into a gunshot. Macro 2 is weight, map drum bus drive, and if you want extra control you can also map a low shelf gain on EQ8, but keep it simple for now. Macro 3 is AIR. Map an EQ8 high shelf around 8 to 12k. This is your more crisp hats knob without hunting for frequencies. Macro 4 is glue. Map glue compressor threshold. Here's the key. Set the min and max so that even at full macro, you're not crushing. Cap it so you're not going past roughly 4 dB of gain reduction. Macro 5 is clip. Map saturator drive, with soft clip left on. Set the range subtle, like 0 to plus 6 dB. And now, the single most important habit, do a quick gain sanity check before saving. Toggle the rack on and off. If it's suddenly way louder, you'll fool yourself into thinking it's better. Adjust output or back off drive so it's roughly the same perceived loudness. A tiny bit louder is okay, but not wow, it's louder. Then save it. Click the little disc icon on the rack, or drag it into your user library. Name it something you can understand instantly. I like a DJ Crate naming style. Bus drums. Punch glue D&B. Tag it with D&B, mixing, club, drums. Rack 2, the NB base control. Sub safe, mid present. Put this on your base group. If you split sub and mid onto separate tracks, you can put a stronger safety version on the sub track and a lighter version on the mid base. But we'll do the beginner friendly one rack on the base group. Add an auto effect rack. First, EQ 8, high pass at 20 to 30 Hz, 24 dB slope, optional. If the bass is blooming, do a narrow cut somewhere around 50 to 80 Hz. Don't guess forever. Tweep a narrow bell until the boom jumps out, then dip it a couple dB. Next, utility. The rule is simple. Never widen the sub, ever. Turn on mono or set width to 0 if that's easier. If your Ableton version has bass mono, set it around 120 Hz. That means everything below that is forced mono, and you can still have stereo character above. Next, saturator. Analog clip or soft sign. Drive 1 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. This is where we create harmonics so the bass is audible on smaller systems and still feels solid in the club. Quick teacher tip. Aim for harmonics you can feel, not fizz. If it starts sounding like angry bees, back off. Next, compressor. Sidechain ready. Turn on sidechain. Choose the kick as the input. This audio version is shortened for playback.